Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen. We do want to welcome everyone here this morning. And we want to thank you for coming to the dedication of our building. And also for the 3.5-year anniversary of our church. You might say, why did you go 3.5? Well, you see, the story goes, we acquired this building in like October or so, and the anniversary of our church is in November, and we kind of thought maybe it'd be in January that we'd be in here, and it just got pushed back a little bit, and that's okay. So I said, well, we'll just do 3.5, and then if that's not it, we'll do 3.25, you know, 3 3/4, you know, and then finally we'll get to 4, you know. But we do want to welcome you here to our church, and we want to welcome our families. Family members of Jelaine and I to our church. We want to thank you for coming and celebrating with us. You know, looking at what the Lord has done. Looking at what God has done. You know, I stand in awe of what God can do. I stand in awe. Because I know He's so great and so powerful that nothing can stop Him from what He wants to do. And so we are very grateful and very thankful for you for coming today to celebrate with us. We usually at this time we just have, you know, where we, you know, always thank the people, our people, for their giving to the church. We don't pass the basket around. We have an offering box in the back. And we want to thank you for giving to this church. Thank you. You might say, Pastor, what do you do with the finances? Well, it helps buy all the stuff that needs to be bought. But also, I also want to mention to you, in September of last year, we just felt as a church that we needed to give from our church to another organization. And in September of last year or so, we started, it might have been a little bit before that, maybe August or something, August or September, we started giving 10% of our income that we get here to Sun Life Broadcasting Network, which is a network of radio stations, TV stations throughout the world. Now, that is reaching many, many souls for the kingdom of God. And all you have to do is just watch it. You know, and you'll see, you know, like I tell our people, you know, God requires of us to give 10% of our income, you know, to the church. And I said, we do that. But I said, also, we're being blessed twice because we get to give from our church everything 10% out to them. So I tell them, look, guys, y'all are blessed twice. And so, and we've seen the presence of God, souls coming into this place like we've never seen before. The presence of God and the anointing of God. And you might say, well, you know, Pastor, where is this network going? I mean, they're in South America, North America, South Africa, North Africa, Cambodia, North Vietnam, South Vietnam, Russia, Europe, Eastern Europe. Israel, the Middle East, all these areas, and I can name, they keep adding. And what they do is they preach the gospel. Mark 16:15 says, preach the gospel. That's what will bring souls to the kingdom of God. And, you know, every day we're adding to our church as they reach out and as we reach out, every day is added to our church souls. People are being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and healed by the power of God, delivered from things that they need to be delivered of. So our account is being added to every day. Every day. Praise God. And I want to thank you again for your faithfulness to the church. Thank you for your tithe and offerings. We certainly do appreciate it. And we just pray that the Spirit of God would be upon your family and upon you as a member of this church and other people. So we just want to thank you for doing that. You know, there's many people I need to thank for all the things that have been given unto us. Many people have put a lot of hard work into this building. My God, when we got it, it was just a shell of a building. I mean, talk about a shell, just a shell. We know our people came in and looked at it, but you know what? We said, Father, we'll believe. And the Father moved. And, you know, there's a lot of people I want to thank. I want to thank, and if when I call your name, and I know there's some people not here because they're doing all the stuff. We have quite a few people doing things, home people. Rita Reese, would you please just stand? You might say, what did Rita do? Rita came clean this building. Up on the rafters there, just. Jelaine, why don't you stand? Jelaine, she helped come and paint. Did a lot of painting for this building and cleaning. Otis, would you please stand? I know Otis came help paint. He brought stuff from Floor Trader over here, so we didn't have to go. Andrew Boutin, would you please stand? I know he helped come paint and do all kinds of stuff. Joe East, which I know he's not here. Not here. We hired him to come for a while, for about 2 months or so, Ron, was it? And he came help do all kinds of things in this building. All kinds of things. Thank God for him. Also, Charlotte, my sister, would you please stand? You might say, well, who's the one that picked the colors? She picked the colors of the carpet here on stage. She picked the color of the seat, you know, basically the carpet, the car, all that stuff. You know, I called, I said, I need some help. You know, Jelaine and I need help. Because if it would have been me, it would have all been tan. You would have walked in like, oh, God. Desert, the desert. We put a plant somewhere in the cactus, you know. Oh, man. But I'm trying to think of anybody else I know. Also, I want to thank Johanna, which I know she's in the nursery. She came help do all kinds. Oh, look, there she is. There she is. Thank you. Thank you. Also, I want to thank a guy who really... I got this place, and I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I know you said to. And a couple drove up at my house one day, by the grace of God. They walked in and said, look, we were thinking. I said, okay, we want to do all the work, all that we can do. We want to be over it. We want to get this thing rolling. And I said, okay, I need it. Ron, I want you to stand. Ron Lula. And Johanna. That's husband and wife. And words cannot express to everyone. Ron, to all the people that have helped get this thing done, accomplished, and basically finished. You know, the first Sunday, which was about a month or so ago, we all came in and we average on Sunday mornings about 35 to 40, you know, whatever, 45, something in that area, you know, people coming in. You might say, that's all, that's big for this area. You know, that's big. And it doesn't matter, hey, if it was one. When God said to move, you got to move. And God works. But I remember that first Sunday we came in and we had some things not finished. But I mean, it was basically done. We had chairs, we had carpet, and we had air conditioning. And I got up on stage, and I thanked the people, and I started clapping. You might say, Pastor, why did you do that? Because everyone in that building needed to be applauded. Because everyone gave of their tithe and offerings to accomplish what God wanted. And I was so appreciative of that. And so I personally want to thank. And Mom, I know she did the throw things. I mean, all kinds of stuff, you know. People bought all kinds of, you know. But I do want to thank every one of you for taking your time and coming and helping this church succeed and praying for them. You may be seated. I know We talked about dedicating our building unto the Lord, and that's the first thing we want to do. But I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles. And also, just a matter of note, I need to tell you, Ron built this pulpit. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ron built that table in the back, did all, I mean, all kind, all this stuff. I mean, basically, you know, everything. With that, yeah. Yeah, you know. But I appreciate all the labor, you know, of all that he has done. It's a beautiful pulpit, you know, just beautiful. Just beautiful. A lot of work. You know, he keeps telling me it's not finished, and I keep telling him it's finished. What else, you know? And he sees things that I don't see, but, you know, that's how it goes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, the last part, the last verse, it says, when they were talking, when Solomon was going to be dedicating the temple, that's where God lived at the time, it says, O Lord God, turn not away the face of thy anointed, and remember the memories of David, thy servant. David was his father. Go to the next verse. It says, now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. The king Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. Here we see David's son Solomon. Remember, David, God would not allow David to build the temple there. And so David had gotten all the materials, basically, for Solomon, and Solomon came in and God helped him to build the temple. But what was an amazing thing is, it says that there was a brazen altar that was built. And the brazen altar was the altar where they would take the oxen and they would take the sheep and they would have to kill it and let the blood flow, and then the priest would take the blood into the most holy of holies. And God would receive it and God would accept it as a covering for the Israelites so he could still bless them. Now, it's an amazing thing that it says that he offered in a week's time 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. It had to please the Lord. It had to please him. It's an amazing thing, and we'll talk about that a little bit, that it took his son to stop all the killings of the animals. You see, it took 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep and sacrificed them to the Lord. It says the brazen altar that was built was 30 feet long and 30 feet wide. And they would take the oxen and they would take the sheep and they would sacrifice them and take the blood. And this went on for about a week. That's a lot of animals to kill. And it went on for 24 hours a day for about a week. Now you might say, well, did they have enough space to kill all these animals? No, they had to build makeshift altars in front of the court of the Gentiles, in front of the court of the women, in front of the court of the Jews, all that. And they had to make makeshift brazen altars. And they would constantly, one after the other, bring them and sacrifice them and sacrifice them. Now, can you imagine how much blood there was after a week or so? A lot of blood. You see how much God hates sin? You see how much it takes for God to have pleasure in us? That's why it took a spotless man without sin, without anything upon his life, to come in and die. And God took that blood of Jesus and said, this is enough. And the killings of all the other animals stopped at that time. They offered those animals continuously. Continuously. The Lord was telling Israel that their dependence, their glory, their victory, their power, their place, their position was all predicated upon the shed blood of the Lamb. Look, guys, it's all through the blood. There isn't anything you or I can do to gain access to the Father. We cannot go around and not go through the Son. We cannot go around the blood at all. We can only get to the Father through the blood of Jesus, Him cleansing our hearts and cleansing our lives through the blood. And God was telling the Israelites, it's only through the blood. And we look at it as gory. We look at it as like, ooh, but that's what pleased Him. As we pray as a prayer of dedication unto our church this morning, we don't have to sacrifice anymore. Thank God. Thank God. Because the perfect sacrifice has been paid for already. 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 For us. For us. Let's pray, guys. Let's dedicate. And as we pray, as we dedicate this building unto Him, let's dedicate our hearts again unto Him. Okay? Father, we just come before You today. And Lord God, we thank You for the sacrifice that has been paid for us. Jesus, we thank You for obeying the Father. And Father, thank You for sending Your Son. And Holy Spirit, thank You for comforting us and being with us. Lord God, we dedicate this building. We dedicate that other building across the street. Father, we dedicate every building that You will that we will have access to the glory of God. Lord God, that silliness will not happen, Lord God. But Father, it will be presented unto You that Your glory could fill the place as the people gather to worship and to honor You and to praise You. And Lord God, now we know You live in the hearts of Your children, Lord God. A temple made not by man. But Father, we dedicate our hearts to the service of our God. That You will be glorified and praised through us this day. We dedicate everything unto You, Lord God. All the monies, Lord God, that we receive. All the talents in the people, Lord God. All the positions that we have, Lord God. We dedicate all our souls to You, Lord God. We dedicate our lives to You, Lord God. We dedicate our children to You, Lord God. We dedicate our grandchildren to You, Lord. Father, we dedicate this building to You and everything we have, Lord God, from this day forward. That Your glory, Your praise, and Your honor would be so evident in this place, Lord. We give You praise and we give You honor. In Jesus' name, amen. God looks so kindly on the prayers of His people as we have dedicated and given it unto Him. I want you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now we're going to just kind of switch positions and talk maybe about the anniversary of our church. We've been here, like I said earlier, 3.5 years. And, you know, Jelaine and I, we remember these things, you know, driving down for our first service. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank You, Lord. You don't know 3.5 years later where you're going to be, but you just trust the Lord. And you ask Him to go before you. But you know, my heart and Jelaine's heart, we are forever grateful to Teresa and EJ Domingue. Forever grateful. Would y'all please stand? You might say, oh, this is Teresa and EJ Domingue. And we are forever grateful to them because I know God has brought us here and we didn't have a place to go to meet Him. I mean, honestly, there was nothing. We thought, and we said, Lord, we went talk to them and we asked them if we could use their home. And they said they would pray about it. And I tell you, when we turned around and drove away, I said, Lord, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. And I know it was hard for them, you know, because, hey, they wanted what was God. But I thank y'all for allowing Jelaine and I to have service in your home. And we would have it on Sunday nights, you know, 6 o'clock, was it? Yeah. You know, and they just, and you know, they even let us use their home when they weren't even there. Now that's trust. y'all can sit down, yes. When they went to Texas, they said, just go in. And we are forever grateful. We stayed in their home for 3 months, you know, just like the Ark of the Covenant in Obed-Edom's home. 3 months. Then we got out of there and we started renting the old library in back of City Hall. We stayed there for 9 months. Then in November of 2010, we moved into the little building across the street. And we've stayed there for two years and 5 months. And then we came here. But the journey, you see, you never know what God has for you. You just gotta follow Him. You just got to follow him. You know, step by step. Step by step. You know, as we were singing those first songs, it says, look what the Lord has done. And I had to honestly say, I said, Lord, look what you have done. Look what you have done. And forever grateful for the people and forever grateful for what He has done. But one of the other songs that we sang was, we went to the enemy's camp and we took back what the devil stole from us. Took back what the devil stole from us. And you know what? He's under our feet. And that's where he belongs. Now, only God can keep him under our feet. But it says in Scripture, and this is kind of where the song comes from, it says that David, King David, had went to help the Philistines. And he went on the journey to help them fight the enemy. He wasn't a Philistine at all, but David went with his men. And it says when he got there, some of the men of the Philistine army complained that David was there. Because they said, we've heard the song where Saul kills his thousand and David his tens of thousands, you know. And so they were scared of David. They were scared of him. And so some of the people said, we don't want David to help us. So they sent David back to Ziklag, it was called. That's where his wives, his children, all the men and their wives and their children. And when they got close to where they were, where they were going back to, they could see that in the city of Ziklag was a smoke coming up. And when they got to the city, it says that they saw that their city had been burnt to the ground. Had been burnt to the ground. And all their wives and all their children were gone. And the men came after David and said, it's because of you we've lost our children. It's because of you we've lost our wives. It's because of you we've lost our homes. Because you see, David didn't pray and ask the Lord, should he go help the Philistines? How important it is before we make a move to find out what God wants. And if God doesn't speak, stay where you are. And it says that David got so overwhelmed with the pressure of the men telling him things. They wanted to kill him. But it says this in verse chapter 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now, David caught his mind, and it says, and go back to 7. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. That's where they would use to get wisdom from God. And it says they brought it to him, and David got the wisdom of God, because David said, Father, should we go after them Amalekites? Look, let's face it. Let's face the fact. Oh, Slowfoot, the devil, he hates us. He hates you. He hates your spouse. He hates your children. He hates your grandchildren. He hates your church. He hates your pastors. He hates everything about a city that uplifts holiness. And look, we have to go back to the enemy's camp and claim the things that he has stolen for years and years and years. How he's stolen your peace. How he's stolen your joy. How he's stolen your children. How he's stolen your grandchildren. How he's stolen family from you and I. And go back and claim those things. We have to go. You might say, well, Pastor, how do you do it? Well, you pray, you seek the face of God, you pray, you seek the face of God, you go to Him and you ask Him for wisdom, and you preach the gospel. Mark 16:15 says, no other avenue, it says, to win people but by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ unto them. That's all. That's an amazing thing. Only through the gospel, preaching, to win souls for Him. It said David encouraged himself in the Lord. The Hebrew of encourage himself says that he strengthened himself in Jehovah. He strengthened himself in Jehovah. Strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself. Let me tell you, there's a fight going on. We know we've won, but buddy, we have to fight for the soul of this town. We have to fight for the soul of this town. We have to fight for the soul of Vermilion Parish. We don't want to see heyday going on with the devil doing all kinds of things that aren't good. We got to fight. We got to say, Lord, you are the King. You are the Lord. Father, we claim this city, or we claim this town, or we claim this parish for the kingdom of God. You might say, Pastor, how are you going to do it? God has given us ways to do it. Preaching the gospel through modern computers, through all those things, modern devices that God has given us to preach the gospel through to a lost and dying world. We can do those things. He's roaming around. He's roaming around. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preaching is God's method. The enemy has ravaged so many families. My God. But I know this. We don't have to struggle. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. It says this, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Now, can you imagine a loud voice? Now has come salvation and strength to the people of God and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Now, stop right there. That means, you know what? Listen, the accuser, talking about Slewfoot, his demons, his evil spirits, something is always at the throne of God accusing us. You might say, why does God leave that? I don't know. They're always at the throne trying to get access at us, to destroy us. But God says, which accused them before our God day and night. Go to the next verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Keep that verse up. They overcame him, not by self. Not by what we can do. Not by being kind to people. And we need to be kind to people. I mean, you know, that's, yes. Not by going and mowing their lawn, and that's okay if we do. Not by going out and giving water bottles, and that's okay if you want to do it. But it says that they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What God had done.
Amen.
What God had done. Look, we have victory through the blood of the Lamb first. We have to put our faith in Him, faith in the blood, faith in what He has done for us. And look, God takes care of the rest. It takes more faith to stand and say, Lord, I put my faith in You. And Lord God, nothing else. Lord, I put my faith in You, not in a people. Lord, I put my faith in You, not in a church. Lord, I put my faith in You, not in a religion. Lord, I put my faith in You, not in my money. Lord, I put my faith in You and You alone through the blood of Jesus Christ and what He has done at Calvary's cross. Overcame Him, talking about old Slewfoot, because he's talking about the saints, the first part of it, by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. That means they were willing to give their lives to death for Him. Willing to give their lives unto death. Willing to do it. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We're committed as your pastors here to help you grow in your relationship to the Lord. But also we're committed to winning souls for the kingdom of God. At all costs, guys. At all costs. At all costs. You might say, Pastor, at just a little bit. No, at all costs. Because once a man closes his eyes, once a man closes his eyes, for the last time, if the decision hadn't been made here to follow God, heaven will not be his home.
Amen.
Before Jesus left, in Matthew, the last chapter, he says, this is what Jesus preached. He said, disciples, this was his message, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That was his sermon. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. People, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into all of Gaidon, into every crevice and every area that you are in, from the stores to your homes, to everywhere you go, from everywhere in Kaplan and Vermilion Parish and this area, and share the gospel. And don't back down from what you know is truth and what is right. Now don't be arrogant, but stand up for the truth that is only through Jesus Christ and what He did at Calvary's cross that could bring salvation to an individual. Stand up for the truth. Don't be swayed about what the world says is right or wrong, but be swayed about what the Word says is right and wrong. Standing up for the truth and letting God move through you to share the gospel in every area. I am committed as your pastor to share the gospel and to use every modern convenience known to man to accomplish spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world. You might say, Pastor, how are you going to do that? As God gives us the money, we'll do it. As God gives us the wisdom, we'll do it. As God the Father tells us to do it, we'll go for it. What do we have to lose? The Father gives the plan. Jesus institutes it. And the Holy Spirit executes it. He gives the plan to His people, and the Holy Spirit gets it done through the blood of Jesus. We just have to find out what it is. We know it's souls. Lord, how do you want us to do it? And let's get the job done. We pray that the work of God would have free course in this church in Gaydon, in Kaplan, in Vermilion Parish, and in this world. You might say free course. That means there's no hindrances from the outside world or the enemy. You might say, well, does the outside world, does the evil forces, they'll try to stop the God. They'll try to stop the presence of God. And we just pray. I pray as your pastor that he would have full reign and full course in this church and in this parish, that God would move at will and do what he wants to do. It also says in Ezekiel chapter 37 that God would give life back unto the bones. Many Christians are dying, just falling by the wayside, and we're just going. And I said, Lord, don't let the bones dry up. But Father, shake us. And let the wind of the Holy Spirit fall upon us like in Acts chapter 2, Lord. Let's know that the presence of God is in this place, moving at will within His church. Last week, we had a word that came forth, and the lady just said, the Lord said this. Your worship is a sweet aroma unto me. To the outside world, we have nothing. But I'm so determined, it doesn't matter. If he's pleased, that's what I want. It's a sweet aroma unto our God. My God, that should make you shout. That as we worshiped Him and praised Him, that He got all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor from our worship this morning. And thank you for your worship. As a people, we must believe, and I'm about to close. As a people, we must believe. We must believe. No one is lost forever while they're on this earth. Just believe that your family can be saved. Just keep believing that God is going to change their hearts. Just keep believing that God's going to move in their hearts and move in their lives. Just keep believing. Faith in Him and what He did. Not waver from what God wants to do. Not waver in what God wants to do. Babe, could you come up just for a minute? Amen. Amen. Personally, myself, publicly, I want to thank you for sticking with me.
Go ahead.
Publicly, I want to tell you I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you. You know, it says that a pastor's wife can either make or break a pastor. And from the time I said it was time to go, and it was time to go in the direction that we felt we needed to go, she's been there. I've heard her say, talking to some other women, saying, you know, if he goes in the ditch, I'll be right next to him. So we've almost went in the ditch a few times. We've hit some potholes. But I want to thank you. Thank you. You know, I know I'm up here preaching all the time, but I tell you what, it's having that backup of prayer, that backup of support, that backup of help is what I appreciate. And I thank you. Thank you for being my wife almost 25 years. Thank you for being the mother to my children, our children. And thank you for being a great grandmother. Great. Well, I meant to say, well, that's coming. Okay. Looks good, huh? For being a great grandmother. Oh, we appreciate it.
Amen.
And next, I want to just thank all of our people. Thank you for supporting us, helping us, encouraging us, and being with us. I want to thank Ms. Gail. Would you please stand? We want to thank Ms. Gail. It's over. Ms. Gail is over the finances. Well, you know, she pays all the bills, does all the deposits, does all that stuff. I don't have to handle that stuff. Pays all the bills, and I appreciate her doing that and taking on that responsibility, and I thank you for that. Thank you. Andrew, would you please stand? Andrew and Joe. Joe's not here because usually there's two people back there running the stuff, but they are the service techs, and they take care of all the stuff that happens, and I appreciate Andrew and Joe and all their support and their help. I want to thank Anna. Would you please stand? Anna's the secretary of the church. She's the one that does all the letters, does everything that I need done, basically, whatever, all kinds of, and I appreciate her. I want to thank Mama for the bereavement ministry that helps and cooks food and does all that. Also, Janice, would you please stand? I want to thank Janice for, she's over our children's choir, and we appreciate that. Telly, Launche, Telly and Steve, they're cooking and stuff. So I want to thank Telly, who is over the nursery, and I appreciate that. And also, we're going to be starting children's church in 2 weeks, so at the other building, and so on Sunday. So we want to thank all the ladies and people that have signed up to work and do all that. And we just look forward to another great half year till our fourth anniversary. And so just for God to move at will, and we covet and we appreciate your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to give this time, if anybody would like to, just for a few minutes, because it's only 11:20, it's not 11:30. We don't eat till 12. But if anybody would like to say anything, you know, I know you probably say, oh, Lord, not, I'm not going to go up to you. Oh, no. But if, you know, some people like to speak, so it's like, okay. But sometimes you just want to express their thankfulness or whatever. If you'd like to do that, we'll just take a few minutes and come on up. Here you go.
I just want to thank Joe and them. I know the time that y'all came to the house, we was going through some hard times, and y'all prayed with us and believed with us, and we just want to thank y'all so much for being real. Not just, you know, it's easy to say you're a Christian, but when you reach out when somebody's don't have nothing. You know, and if we just want to, my family wants to thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Anyone else?
There has been many times when I've tried to express to people what's happening here in Gaydon, and I always leave thinking it just didn't come out right. There's just something so special happening in this place. It's a pleasure to come every Sunday, and when we leave, we look forward to coming back. We talk about you. Yeah, we gossip about you, but it's all good. You know, we say, did you see who was here today? Did you hear them during worship? Listen, the scripture, he inhabits the praises of his people, has really sunk into my heart. Sometimes, I mean, like Joe said, 30, maybe 35 people on a Sunday, and you sound like an army. Granted, I'm sitting right under that speaker, But you sound like an army, and it's. I told Joe this week, when you start, I call it your victory shout. There are some of you in here. I understand how the walls of Jericho fell. I understand it. It's a special thing, and we just appreciate you. And again, when I step down, I'm going to say it didn't come out right. I just want you to know it's just so special. You're precious to us is all we can say. And Teresa and EJ, I will never forget the day we walked out of our house to go to, it's one of those memories that will just stay. And I remember walking out and say, here we go. And that's what I said, here we go. And Joe looked at me and said, yeah, here we go. And only God knew the journey. Only God knew the journey that we were about to embark on. And it's just starting. Lord, it's just starting. We're still very young. But we are so thankful to everyone for your prayers, for any little part that you have given to this church. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else?
I've got to say what's on my heart, if I can. Joe, thank you again. When my mom and dad needed someone to be ministered to, he was there at my house, at the nursing home, assisted living. And when Dad passed away, him and Jelaine drove 8 hours to do the service. And I know Mom and Dad would just love to walk through those doors and see what y'all have done. I know they're looking down at heaven and saying, that's my Joe. Because they love this man. When no one else would come, Joe was there. And I just can't say thank you enough. You too, Joe.
Yeah, I thought of Miss Ann this week. That's her mom. And I thought, man, I wish she was here. I wish. And Mr. Bill, too. Amen.
To both of you, I would like to thank y'all. Because we had stopped going to church for a while. And for some reason, God always made us run into each other, either at Walmart,
that's right,
at the gas station.
Yes, I remember.
We were always running into each other, and we prayed right there. I'd go home, and I'd talk to my husband. We need to go back to church. Need to go back. Finally, we did. And here we are. And with their prayers, we have been doing good. We still have our ups and downs, but that's normal. But I want to thank them for standing there and helping us through thick and thin, like a married couple. That's how I feel to y'all. And that's why we came to this church, to help you, because you have helped us. His family, I appreciate his son, his daughter. Congratulations, Grandma and Grandpa.
Papa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Papa.
That's okay.
But I just wanted to let y'all know that me and my husband and my family, we really appreciate them for being here every Sunday. I try to make it every Sunday. Sometimes we have situations that we can't, but we're always thinking of y'all and praying. And thank you for all the prayers. And we love you. And thank you for everything you've done for us.
Amen. 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 Oh, amen. Anyone else? I just want to make sure. Amen. Well, we certainly do appreciate every one of you guys, everyone. We want to thank our family and friends that have come to celebrate with us. Thank you for coming and walking in the victory lap with us. We appreciate that. It's like the finish line almost, you know. But you know what? I'm thinking, and I know Ron may not want to hear this. This is not our last building. Not by far, not by a long chance. Yeah, that's our running joke. I tell him, Ron, do you know a good carpenter? I need a good one. He said he didn't know. The last good one was in Kaplan, but he moved to Lula. So, I don't know. Oh, man. But we appreciate you guys. And I want you to feel appreciated. Thank you for coming and hearing the Word of God. Thank you for coming and living the Word of God. And we thank you as members of this church, as our family and friends, for coming and celebrating with us. We love you guys. And we look forward to what God is going to do next. I mean, you know, when you get up in the morning and pray, it's like, Lord, what do you want for the church? What do you want? It's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting. We appreciate you guys, and we thank God for you. And Jelaine and I, we love you, and we pray for you that God would just keep moving in your heart and life. I hope the food is ready. I don't know. I really don't know. I know they have desserts and drinks. We'll do that, and we'll eat the jambalaya after. No, but thank everyone for supplying and doing all that you have done for the food and stuff. But we would like for everyone, if you can stay, please stay and eat with us. The only thing we would ask is that I know everybody's hungry. It's only 11:28, but I know everybody's hungry because I'm hungry. But you know what? If you could, try to let the elderly people go first. Let them serve themselves, sit down. You might say, what's elderly? Well, 90 and above. No, oh, who's 90? Oh, okay. Oh, okay, we got one. We're all 90. We're all... No, but you know, just let the elderly, because it's hard sometimes for them to walk. And what we'd ask for you to do is go through the front door. The front door, and on your left is going to be the jambalaya and the beans and all that stuff, and then the desserts. And then there's places to sit inside the building, and then they have some places outside the building. So whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter. And please, you know, eat as much as you want. They have a lot.